Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun and this cosmos and this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him again. My heart is so full right now, and I'm so thankful for the teaching, for being able to hear like good teachings again. It's wild. And I think it's funny because I've talked about a lot. One of the things I struggle with is love, and not loving my family or not loving the people that I love. It's just having that unconditional love where you just look at people, you love them regardless. You don't judge, you don't do anything. You just, the way that God, how we are to be imitators of God, to imitate that love is just not the easiest thing for me. And I just think it's so wonderful when you find somebody who sees like their entire prism of the reading is through love. It just brings me so much joy, and it's humbling me in a way, and I'm just very, very thankful for it. But this morning I was going over Deuteronomy, and the thing is that if you know anything about the word Exodus, is when the people of Israel left and they left Egypt. They were in the wilderness and they didn't have food, and they started crying to God for food. Oh, you're going to, you know, it's actually kind of funny because they're kind of saying like, you know, we were at least fed in Egypt. Why'd you bring us out here to kill us with starvation? So God ended up giving them food every single day. He provided food every single day. And that manna that they ate was not good for the next day. So they had to eat it that day. If they left it overnight, it would get worms and go stale and become bad. So every day they had to trust God to provide that food. And if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, it says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee." God is going to humble you in some way in your life. I promise you that. Well, maybe not. Maybe you're one of the lucky few. Maybe you have a great heart and you can just do whatever. I know for me, he humbled me big time when it came to success and finances, because I was always very successful. And then we started the business, and then we were very poor. And I've never been in a point where I was struggling so much, but I had to rely on God every single day in order to provide. And the pressure got way turned up to the point where I was doing kind of the same thing as the children of Israel. Like, why am I going through this? But when he gets you to the point where you start to believe, and if you're a business owner, you understand what it's like to have to rely on God daily to receive. You know, you got to rely on God because you don't know what's coming next. But the point is he is going to humble you in your life. And when you get to the point where he gets you down low like that, and you start to believe, and you start to read, and you start to have true faith, and you start to build a relationship with God, you won't want to pass that up for anything. I would never go back. I'm thankful for what God did for me and what God did to, not to me, but allowed, that I could get to the point where I rely on God in every situation, and he's going to do that for you. He will do that for you. Start to go and turn to him. Again, verse 3, "And he humbled thee, and he suffered thee to hunger, and he fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that every man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." If you feel like you're not living in your life, start to go to God. You don't live by bread alone. You live by the word of God. It's God's word is how you live in this life. It's gonna change your life. It's an amazing, God's word is amazing. And even as I read and I listen to these teachings, I can feel a change in my heart, knowing that he's working in me right now to change me, to get me to the point with where I wanted to go, where I have that true love. But you got to get to the point where you rely on him. And I'm talking truly rely on him. If you go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, it says, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." This is an ironic verse considering that people do the Lord's Prayer. It specifically says not to pray in repetition. But this is why you need to know the word for yourself. When you hear the theology of man and not the word of God, you know it instantly that it's false. It says not to pray in repetition. But that's not even the point of all this. But going to the Lord's Prayer, it's in verse 9. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as earth done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. That reliance on God, give us today our daily bread. It's a daily thing knowing that God's going to take care of you. We're not to look into the future. It's daily asking God to take care of you. He taught the people of Israel to rely on him daily. He is going to teach you to rely on him daily. You just got to start to work this stuff. You got to start to read this stuff. This will fill your soul when you start to read it. It'll fill you up. It'll make you overflow. It'll work with you on a day-to-day basis. And that's what's so beautiful about the living word. It's not written by man. It's written by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit, as they were moved by God. You have this. This is what's important, the word and your relationship. It's not tomorrow. It's not worrying about what's coming next. I want to finish with this verse. Verse 34, take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought of things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Learn to live out of every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Learn to have a reliance on God and to go to him. When something goes wrong in your family, are you praying? When the child gets hurt, are you praying? Are you praying about what's going on at work? Are you praying about what's going on in your relationships with your family and friends? Are you praying when the car breaks down? Are you praying when you need something? You got to go to God in all situations and learn to lean and rely on him. He knows before. Actually, I'm going to list the last verse. If you go to verse 8, it says, be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. Declare your prayers unto God. Let him know you need him. Let him know you want him in your life. It's going to change who you are. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. And I stress this every day. When you pray, you do not pray to Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the gateway through. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for us. I thank you for the people, again, that you put in my life and just how you take care of me and take care of them. I pray for the upcoming, just the holiday season and Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything that's going on with that, that you just bless those situations and those days. I thank you for today and for getting through everything that we need to get through with the business, and just we're just busy, and that you just kind of just lay out that path, Father. I thank you so much for Joe and putting these teachings in my life, how much it's blessing me. And I just pray for each and every one of your believers today, that you take care of them and bless them and just show them and let them know that you're around. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.